night laid awake wondering what is on Mike's mind. I've tossed and turned and crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight, 'cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
He can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
Hey, for the love of God, can we not do 4 hours of noise pollution?
No, we can't, because he's got to show off for you.
Who's he showing off for?
For you.
Why me?
Because you never hear this. And he wants to show you what he's capable of.
You guys.
Yeah, but usually when people show off, they want to do good things.
Right. Not him.
Thank you.
He wants to show you just how much destruction he can wreak on this thing if he wanted to.
You've got to stop doing that.
Okay.
He is North Korea.
Every day when I drive home, I really want to know what's on Mike's mind.
And but what instead, we have to listen to 2 minutes of that.
Well, today, playing the role of Mike, here is today's Mike. And this is brought to you by
Autoflex Shoopy.
Thank you, Shoopy.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
There's a lot of things going on in our world, a lot of developments.
Boy, that's generic.
Read the paper to make sure you keep up with the latest. Two developments that have hit your newspaper in the last couple weeks are the fact that The Ticket is moving its studios in a couple months, which doesn't affect hardly anyone except those in this conversation. It affects us a little bit.
I disagree.
Does it affect...
I think it affects the listener.
How?
I think it does, too.
Because I think this is going to be a very energizing move where we're in new surroundings. And I think we're going to be able to do lots of shtick down there in that plaza. I think you're going to hear it on the air.
Maybe field trips? Tours? Will we give tours like the Cowboys?
Sure.
$29.99 to... I think that's what they charge for.
Yes,
we're not going to charge, but...
Well, why not?
Why shouldn't
we charge?
Because we're not as in debt as Jerry is.
So we have that news story.
Oh.
We have the moving of the studios. And we have... the opening on Monday of Dart's Green Line. Don't know if you guys were aware of this and don't know if you care, but if you live along the I-35E corridor, you may care quite a bit.
I'm a P1 of public transportation.
If, like me, you live in Louisville, you are finally in the game. You can finally say, I think I need that pass. So today, as an experiment... Because I will tell you, as you guys know, 12 to 3 is such a wonderful shift, and there's a million reasons why, but maybe the best is there's no traffic in either direction. You leave your house, and I have made the trip down 114 for 12 years, probably 300 times a year, with Stars games and work days and everything, and I have it down to about a 30-second window. Either way, there's never traffic. There's never a problem. When I drive in, it's somewhere between 27 and 27 and a half minutes every single time.
Really?
Now, if you go up 35, it can be a big problem late in the afternoon. But
what time do you have to leave here before you
leave?
Yeah,
from my house to here,
or no,
from here to get back.
I'm
home. In my vehicle by the hard line open by 3:30.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm home
by... So if you leave at 3:30...
Before 4 o'clock.
If you get off at 3...
3:20.
You beat traffic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But 35 on a Friday can be difficult, so I stay 114 every time. Anyway...
So when I get off, it's not traffic I beat.
I know. Oh, I know. But the Green Line seemed intriguing to me, and especially
intriguing, Mike,
with the change of our office, because you can...
need more of that today.
Arrive at Victory Station right off Victory Park, and it's a 50-yard, 100-yard walk... to the new offices. So the train goes to Louisville and it goes within 50 yards of our new offices in a couple months, and I wanted to check it out.
And?
So today, I didn't think I could beat the 27 minutes, but I wanted to see, is it at least competitive? Because gasoline, you probably spend between $12 and $15 in a day down and back, about 4 gallons probably in an SUV. So maybe there's financial considerations, stress, or could you just hop in the train and
hop in the train, chill
nice
out.
Book, maybe a newspaper.
Maybe even your laptop if you're not fearful of
maybe
theft.
Listen to the ticket.
Yeah.
So
it's great to listen to the ticket.
So I left the house at 1:13. Now, just keep in mind, it's 27 minutes down here by automobile.
So you did park and ride.
I did park and ride. So if I would have just driven, 1:40, I would have been here.
Okay.
All right. So first, you got to go to Frankfurt and 35, which is 10 minutes from my house. And then you must park. And I did not realize that there were so many people commuting that you had to use the overflow park. Seems very popular. The Green Line already very, very popular.
So you said it just now opened.
It did Monday.
Okay.
It opened Monday, and apparently everyone's getting on board because the commuter park and ride, whatever they call that thing, full. There's a second one, which I parked in, and that caused me to miss the 126 train. Actually, I missed the 126 train because I did not plan properly.
Okay.
Whatever.
So you're parked in overflow. You get over to the train platform.
It's 1:27. A train pulls up, and I thought, wow, did I catch the 1:26? No, you get in, and then you sit there for 19 minutes, and then the train leaves. So it left at 1:46, already 6 minutes after I would have been here on the SUV. Although it did cost me $2. At 1:50, a gentleman sits down next to me with his smartphone and does not believe in earbuds, but he does believe in his rap music, and... which I enjoy rap a little bit as well,
edified.
But he was nice enough to play me at least one side of an album for the next for the rest of the ride. And at 2:23, we arrived at Victory Station, just 1 hour and 10 minutes after leaving my house. I was refreshed. I had read the entire morning news. I had listened to a little bit of Corby and Rich discuss gay people and things like that they were doing, and
that was edifying.
That was 70 minutes into the journey, and then it was merely 18 minutes to walk from Victory Station on the Katy Trail through, what's our park name right
here?
Rivershawn Park.
Yes.
Lovely, by the way. Squirrels everywhere.
Yes,
yeah, it is.
I even saw a cat.
It's always a happy
there.
Ending there.
And at 2:41, arrived
not
at
anymore.
The radio station. So I managed
They've
to take...
taken that business elsewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They paved over the parking lot and everything.
Right.
Or they didn't. They grassed over the parking
lot. I've been wondering why I've been parking backwards there and no one's showing up.
So I managed to take a 27-minute commute and turn it into 1 hour and 28 minutes. But save $10, which I have now purchased
some stock.
Some shares of
Microsoft.
Of some NASDAQ companies that I feel are promising. Have the paper read. Not stressed at all. A little onion crotch from the 18-minute walk, but otherwise...
Wait, stop the show. What's onion crotch?
Just not freshly showered. Perhaps you've exerted just a little bit of effort, and...
Why is it called onion crotch?
It's your show. Don't act like you don't know that term. That is a Musers in the Morning trademark bit. Which I believe I
have never heard of this.
I just had to PayPal you $10 to use that. So now don't back away.
Onion crotch. Okay, go ahead.
I've always been part of the joy of going to London or New York City is the whole spider web of commuter trains and subways and underground and tube. And it's just kind of part of the fun for me. See a city that way.
It's so awesome. And I love it, too.
I just see Dallas.
But you didn't have that experience here.
No, I got to see Love Field and Harry Hines and some salvage yards. And what else did I go by?
Well, what's your vote, though? I mean, okay, so yeah, it took a long amount of time. You saved minimal money.
Yeah. Meet some cool people.
Right. And you're not always going to meet desirables on the train.
Got to chill out a little bit and just... have a little downtime.
I mean, you got a lot of pluses and a lot of negatives here, so I'm wondering what the sum is.
If we worked at Victory Station, and if I was smart enough to catch the 1:26 train, thereby cutting 20 minutes off right there. See, that's not fair to say it was an hour and 28 minutes. It was really my fault for 20 minutes of it. So now we're down to just an hour. Get a little reading done, make some calls. I would do it some of the time.
Okay, so that's not necessarily an upvote.
I'm not going to sell my vehicle to do it. I'm intrigued by it. I want to my kids will get a kick out of it. So you go to a Mavericks game.
Oh yeah,
I can drink all I want now and not worry about driving.
Yeah, the kids no deterrent to drinking, but
boy, do you drink?
Oh
at
my
Mavericks
gosh,
games.
Man, start launching
good
beers onto the
God corner. get in there on that Mavericks post game show. Oh. Hijack that thing.
Start dancing.
Next thing you know, it's awesome about you.
I'm intrigued by the concept. I just don't know if it fits our city quite like I hope. Like when you get off the train downtown, if you work anywhere but where our studios are going to be, do you then hop a bus,
mm-hmm,
call a cab, or just get onion crotch by walking halfway across downtown? Or then what's your play? Like
if you work downtown, I don't know. It depends on where downtown.
Like
how close
New York,
if you're on the west end of downtown or on the west side of downtown, it's probably a decent walk.
Like, are there mass transit cities and those that just don't conform to mass transit ideals, or I don't know what the word is, but like, is this Chicago or New York or London? Where those, no vehicle required?
No,
let's
no,
just do this.
No, no, it's not that. It's not that. It'll never be that.
But they're working on it.
I like the effort they're making. I like the fact that they realize that the more people we get, the less room on the roads.
But the best they're going to ever be able to do with this thing is just get you part of the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because somehow London figured out the train almost, I don't know how they did it. And I'm fascinated when PBS or National Geographic does a special on the tube or on the subway system in New York.
Well, they probably did a long time ago when a car was pretty well out of reach for many.
Yes, and they got it there before the city on some level. So
now you're uncircumcised.
What? Already? How did that affect my transit?
Maybe that goes back to the onion crotch.
That's what I was curious about. I mean, the onion crotch, I'm still fascinated by that, and I'm wondering if the fact that you're uncircumcised...
Is that a factor?
Yeah. Did the penis sleeve serve as some sort of repository for unwanted biological matter?
First of all, how did we get here?
As a commuter. I'm asking you as a commuter.
The muser term onion crotch somehow traces back to the Jewish tradition of
circumcision.
Circumcision?
The work of the moil.
It's you never enjoyed the work of a moil.
So you say?
You never had a bris. You didn't do that stuff.
If you say so.
Because you hate Jewish tradition. I mean, you've been on record about that.
I don't believe that's true at all.
So I'm asking if the tube that covered your urethra during walk through
the London
River
tube.
Sean Park.
We're talking about the London tube. The tube in London. Not any sort of tube.
Not your
pants.
Penis tube?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking.
So in closing, I think the BCS got the
That'll
best
be at
two
5-10.
Teams. So... Curve it. That's what's on my mind.
All
and
right.
In your pants.